Drive past a historic old building in any Vermont town enough times and it may just become part of the landscape. But when New York native and Cape Cod transplant Sebastian Araujo saw one Civil War era church in his new home of Montgomery Center, he couldn't just keep driving by. It turns out a group of his new neighbors were already doing their part to make sure the lights stayed on and the roof didn't blow off of this old Greek Revival church. And so, along with that team of dedicated community members, Araujo set out to bring to life what he envisioned each time he drove past that abandoned building. The Montgomery Center for the Arts. Araujo is now the president of the Montgomery Center for the Arts, and he joins us now by phone from his home in Montgomery Center. Welcome, Sebastian.
Thank you very, very much.
What was it about this particular space or the building that you just said, okay?
My partner and I moved here from Cape Cod three years ago, and I kept going back and forth and seeing this old nice old building, and there was a light on at night, so I just assumed it was a functioning church, and I found out that it wasn't. My first job ever when I was 14 was working on a historic preservation project. So old buildings, especially ones that are sort of that Civil War era, always tend to catch my eye, and I always wonder, you know, like who inhabited this building? What did they use it for? And then the biggest question is, why weren't they using it still? There were a group of people who were trying to keep the roof from blowing off, so they set up a small association of concerned community members just to keep the building active. But it was basically closed and not being used. And we saw that the space was something that the town really needed, sort of like a community center. Even though we have a great library here, there are a lot of artists, a lot of craftspeople that live like within a half hour or so vicinity. So we figured, why not establish an art center? We want to make it a thriving and pulsating building where people can come and see art, see performances, and actually create art. It's a big space. It's a three-story building. And each story, with a bit of spit and polish, can easily be turned into a workshop space and then a gallery space. And we're hoping, if everything goes as planned, that we'll be able to convert the attic into like an artist in residence.
What was their initial reaction where, you know, you're sort of new guy in town and you want to take on this project?
It was almost like it was, you know, it had that sort of like Sleeping Beauty quality. It was almost just sort of sitting there waiting for someone to say, okay, these people have gotten us to the point where the lights are on still, the wiring is working, and everything is okay, but no one's using it for anything. So that's when we sort of began to really step in. And now we're making sure that we have daily workshops and, of course, art, music, writing, and also wellness, yoga, tai chi, martial arts, and even ballet on Saturday.
Tell me about how much thought and time it occupied before really getting things rolling. Was just like this your sole focus? Or
I wish it could be. Everyone on the board is, of course, we're all volunteers, and everyone has either a full-time or a part-time or a family or a farm. So that's what's really, that's one of the things that even on the toughest day, that's one of the things that inspires me and I think inspires everyone else, because we see that not only is there a need, but people are really into doing it. For me personally, my dream is for that space to be open 365 days a year and for there to be things going on. And it seems like each event that we do, it builds a little bit more of a momentum and it just keeps going and going. So hopefully we'll be able to keep the roof on, the lights on, and as time and budget allows, we'll be able to start preserving the building and making it so that it is very user-friendly.
And Sebastian, I understand you have a bit of a kindred spirit across the border in Sutton, Quebec, that also turned an empty church into an art center.
I sort of consider them our Canadian cousins. They're about 4 years ahead of us in the preservation project. It was the same thing, an abandoned old Protestant church. Once I met them, I started looking around, and pretty much every little town that we've been through, I keep seeing an old sort of 1860s church, usually Greek Revival, sometimes American Federal, but they've all been turned into community centers or libraries or art centers.
And you're reaching out to them. How have they been helpful to you on your quest to make the Montgomery Center for the Arts a reality?
I'm hoping that we can put together like a little group, even if all we can do is maybe have a traveling art exhibit. It'll be like group therapy for architectural preservationists, because we all seem to be at different levels and different different steps in the process of trying to create something from an old building.
Well, Sebastian, thank you so much for telling us more about Montgomery Center for the Arts. It's fascinating stuff, and we wish you much success. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very, very much.
Sebastian Araujo is president of Montgomery Center for the Arts in Montgomery Center. Find out more about upcoming shows and events at the Arts Center and see some photographs when you visit vpr.net.